But you know or no?
My memory is no good.
Your memory is stupid.
Vinda has heard so many times.
My memory is worse.
He was also born in South
India.
India. In incarnation of Lakshman. So Ram Anuj, the younger brother of Ram. So he is Ramanuj. In Kali Yuga, he represents the Acharya of Sri Sampradaya. He is disciple of Yamunacharya. When he was born, very intelligent, in very less
in young age,
bias.
Young age, very young age.
In your age, he knew all Vyakaran Sahitya and everything. His teacher was Mayavadi, Advaitvadi. One day, his Gurudev, knowingly, he was explaining how beautiful lotus eyes of Krishna. So, in Bhagavatam, it has been told that Kapyansam, or anywhere.
Kapyasam.
He was telling Kapyasam, mane kapi means
monkey.
Monkey.
Monkey. And his
hips,
some reddish two sides.
Yes.
Red.
Like the face of a monkey.
No, no color.
No, heap of monkeys.
Like the backside of monkey.
Yeah.
Hip or bottom.
Oh, the bottom.
He was explaining, the Krishna lotus eyes are like monkey hips. Ramanuj began to weep. He was giving, massaging oil to his Gurudev. His name was Kire Achyut
Preksh. Lakshman the Sikh.
Achyut Preksh.
Achyut Preksh.
Achyut Preksh. Ramanuj told, no, this is wrong. It means ko. Ko means who takes water from the prefer.
Ko means jal.
Water. Who takes water? Sun.
Pivati.
He takes all water from everywhere. So sun, who gives life to flower in daytime, kamal
opens, lotus flower.
So kapi means the lotus flower, like that Krishna.
Eyes.
Then he became so much wonder. He became what?
Very astonished.
Astonished. This boy in little, small, young age, he like, then when he will be quite
grown enough, then what he will do?
Then what he will do? He tried to murder him. That our Mayabad will be
spoiled.
Finished if this boy will be
alive in this world. Somehow other have to
so trickily he told Ramanu that we all students and we going to travel anywhere. So you can come with me. Ramanuj, very what sincere boy.
Honest, innocent.
He never knew.
Not innocent. Very honest.
Yeah, but he was not thinking anything.
He was in a very deep forest with them, and at that day they have
supposed to
decided to murder him. Anyone told him.
his ওরা মাস্টার তো ভাই ছিল গোবিন্দ
গোবিন্দ হিজ
গোবিন্দ ব্রাদার ব্রাদার অফ কাজিন ব্রাদার
হি টোল্ড
সিস্টার অফ হিজ মাদার সন
সন অফ হিজ ফ্লাই অ্যাওয়ে
রান অ্যাওয়ে ফ্রম সো ইন দি মিড নাইট
পায়খানা যা নাম করে গিয়েছে
হি টোল্ড দ্যাট আই এম গোইং টু
টয়লেট
টয়লেট এন্ড টেলিং দ্যাট ইন ডেন্স ফরেস্ট ইন হোপ night he flied away but suddenly he saw a man came with hurricane light oh where you are going then he told I am going to Srirangam Sriramna Kanchi Kanchivaram and he said, I'm also going come with me and when he came very far away it was but suddenly he came and when he came to his village that person
disappeared.
Oh then he began to go oh yes certainly he is Bhagwan Narayan and he has helped me saved me then he went to
Srirangam pahunchalen unni
ha
Srirangam e pahunchalen arrived Srirangam
dar
Ramanuj
has been killed by animals, so he was so happy. But when he came here, he saw that he is alive. Again he called Ramanuj, forget all this, and again went and began to study Sanskrit and other things. After that, when he passed the examination, after that he was married. And after marriage, he began to teach boys in Sanskrit school. A student like him. And he began to teach. One day, a disciple of Jamunacharya, his name was Yogya. He came and he was very low cost and very high class of devotee. He came with his wife. And by the order of his Gurudev, Jamunacharya, he was associating with Ramanuj. Ramanuj used to give him so much honor, doing pranam and everything, like Shiksha Guru.
And
Purnachandra Apeksha. Then he ki bolchilam.
No, Yamunacharya's disciple.
Yamunacharya's disciple. Yagyapurna.
Yagyapurna.
Yagyapurna. He began to live there and he was giving the instructions having from his Gurudev Jamunacharya. And he used to honor so much. One day, Ramanuj's wife went to take water from well, and Yagyapurna's wife also. They were taking water from well. In the meantime, some water from the
Bucket came to Ramanuj's wife's bucket.
She becomes angry and hence began to insult and abuse.
Slang language.
Then she became very
unhappy.
Then Yagyapurna heard and he left that place. Then Ramanuj decided, I should not be with this lady. Anyhow, I should
get rid of this lady. Now, from beginning, she was very colorful.
One day he was teaching in the school. In the meantime, a Brahmin who was hungry came to Ramanu. Ramanu told him to go to my house and bake something, she will give you. But when she went, he went, his wife, very cruel, he told, I cannot give you anything. Go.
Get out.
Then he again went to Ramanu. Then Ramanu Acharya told,
wait a little.
Now you should again go and tell her that I am coming from your father's house. Your father has sent, and take this one letter. Wrapped, Ramanuja wrote and gave in that. Oh, your brother
going to marry very soon.
Marry very soon. So your father has called you. Hearing this, she began to honor that Brahmin and gave so much delicious prasadam and everything.
She could not understand that that same Brahmin has come back. She could not understand.
Then Ramanuj Acharya, that his wife went to his father's house. And in the meantime, Ramanuj left the house and went to Srirangam, his Gurudev Jamunacharya. But Jamunacharya in the meantime left his
body.
So all the disciples weeping, taking his body, going to cremation. Oh, Ramanu was there and he saw that, oh, all are coming with his
transcendental body.
Then he told, I want to see the face of my Gurudev. I have admitted him in the Guru. So, I want to see. Then they stopped there and they
opened the cloth.
Take
up the cloth.
And he said that Jamunacharya too, these fingers were like these.
Three.
Wow. Then he promised, I will take sannyas. Renounce order. Then he told, I will preach the mission of my Gurudev. Second.
Done.
And third is, I will write Sri Bhashya of Vedanta Sutra. And now all were seeing and astonished all. And then his Gurudev was given samadhi or anything, and he was elected
Acharya.
In the place of his Gurudev.
Acharya.
He at once told that, I will not be, give me time for 1 year. And then he used to go to
his prominent disciples.
Prominent disciples of Jamunacharya. And used to serve them and hear from them what they have heard from their Gurudev. So 1 year,
Two years.
He heard all the things what they have heard, and then he came there. One day, the king of that country, Harja Ramanujacharya, is preaching. And he is very strong in his philosophy. So he should be killed. Otherwise, Shaiva Sampradaya will be finished.
Dvitiya Kulottum. Kulottum
II. And his name was?
Kulottum II.
Eh?
Kulottum II.
Then?
Dusra.
Then he sent a message. At once Ramanu should, Acharya should come
for debating
and we will discuss. Then Ramanu Acharya and all other knew that he wants to kill him. So Kuresh, his brother.
Disciple.
He tells Gurudev, you should not go. I will go. Give you danda and
sannyas cloth.
Wow. And he took forcibly
like Paramahamsa took from Prabhupada.
And he made, he gave his clothes to Ramanuj. And he told that you should at once go away from this place. And then he took the sannyas
danda
and everything danda, and he went to
king.
King. Then king, there was a meeting.
Debate.
Debate. In that debate, Kuresh defeated them. But he was alone and they were all, so they told, no, he is defeated. Forcibly. And then his two eyes were
taken out by
them. Then he became blind. And then they released him. Now he began to go where his Gurudev. Gurudev was very far away. And he, by luckily, went to the same place where Ramanuj was there.
Same village.
Ramanuj, in that village, when he went, there were two disciples. One very rich and one very poor. He told his disciples that go to the rich person. We are so many, 50 or more than that. So he should
prepare
for
our hosting,
prasadam and everything. Then two disciples went there and told to the rich man. He became very happy. And went to the house and was engaged totally in
preparing.
And he could not come out and told anything to disciple. Then waiting for some time, they returned back to Ramanuj that he went to the house and could not come. Then he told Acha, we should go to poor person. That poor person, Brahmin, very poor.
On cloth.
He used to go to
back.
Bed and what? Taking. Yes. Then some cooking and then prasadam, then they used to take. Even not
nice cloth.
Nice clothes.
One only nice one
good cloth.
Only one. So lady used to be. But when he used to beg, he used to take her cloth.
Hmm.
One day, up to mid time, he could not have any begging. In the meantime, Ramanuj Acharya with his old disciples suddenly came. She became very happy. Why? Then she was in same because she's
no good clothes.
So Ramanuj
gave
his own Uttariya Vasan.
Chadar.
And then she wrapped and came in his front. And she gave them all to sit on a mat here there. And then he was thinking how to
arrange
their prasadam. In the meantime, she remembered that the neighbor, any rich
businessman,
he was so attracted to that lady. And she wanted to
lusty desires.
And he has bad intention. He has told to this lady, but she was very chaste. Now she went to that person. I will fulfill your desire. No need of my chastity if I cannot serve Gurudev. By Gurudev, I can do everything as. So she went to that rich person and told that, I am ready, what you want. But give me my Gurudev with so many persons have come, his disciples. I will have to cook and give prasadam. Oh, he became very excessive joy and gave all that she wanted
More than that, she said.
And she brought all these and cooked very well and gave prasadam to full extent to all. All were very happy. Mm. Now,
his husband
came.
Ramaji was resting, all are resting, the husband arrived.
His husband came.
Late.
And he told,
what happened?
Gurudev has come. How to
manage?
Then wife told, I have done everything, nothing to worry.
All are resting now.
They have taken prasadam and they are
resting now.
Then, how you did? She told this story. That neighborhood, this
lusty neighbor
has bad eyes on me. Then I thought that my Gurudev has come. If I cannot serve Gurudev, then what is the use of my chastity and everything? So I went and told that person that give something that I can. He gave and I have taken. Now it is night. Oh, I must go. He told his husband, I am coming with you.
It is raining.
So he took umbrella and took his wife and went to that rich person.
And Mahaprasad.
With Mahaprasadam. Then lady alone entered in his room and told that he became very happy. Then he gave Ramanuj Prasadam. He told that in rainy season you are not waited. Who brought? Oh, my husband.
Your husband.
He gave Prasadam to that person and he took and he became changed totally and he fell flat on the lotus feet of that lady. Excuse me. Then,
next day,
they returned back and next day he came to Ramanuja and he prayed that I should be initiated, that Ramanuja have initiated them also. After that, Ramanuja Acharya went to North India, traveling, he went to Kashmir.
Kashmir,
you know? Kashmir. And there, Devi.
Vaishnavi.
Peet.
Sarada Devi.
Sarada Devi. Went there. And he collected a Bodhayan Bhashya of Vedanta Sutra. It was Vaishnava Siddhanta, not Mayabadi. So Raman is there in library, he read all these things. And in the light, he stole away that book and flew away with Kuresh.
Kuresh, come already.
Now, when
that
lady came there and Ramanuja Acharya was there,
Kuresh came, arrived.
And he went to Gurudev and he wanted to take darshan. Ramanuja Acharya saw that no eye, so kept his hand. At once, two eyes came.
Wow.
And he began. So now that Kuresh was with him. And Kuresh also read that book. In the night he fled away from there, but the Kashmiri Pandits followed him. And in the way they took the book and returned back. Ramanuj was very unhappy. Kuresh that you should touch me and be I have
remembered
all, I will write all these things. So he wrote all and then gave to Ramanuja. And Ramanuja Acharya wrote
commentary.
The Sri Bhashya Vedanta Sutra and fulfilled his guru
for
three desires. Gaur Pramad.
Hari Bol.
So three desires. One is sannyas,
preaching the mission of Gurudev and Srivastava.
Wow.
And
what was the third one?
Preaching the mission, sannyas, and writing a commentary on Vedanta Sutra.
Yeah.
Go.
You have to give me the files from the beginning.